Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about Gipps's extensions to the female factory.
1838, Governor Gipps decided he was going to build another set of cells. He built 72 cells. It was a three-story building, and there were 36 cells on the bottom floor that were 5 foot wide, 8 foot long, 9 foot ceilings. The next two floors had 36 between them. They were 12 foot wide, 8 foot long, and 10 foot ceilings. The girls had a bed and a bucket. There were no windows downstairs or ventilation, and they were dark cells, and they were supposedly for short-term prisoners. Governor Gipps had them built, sent the plans to England, and when he got the information back from England, they said, you cannot build them like that, you must have ventilation. So he had to go through then and put ventilation downstairs. There was a matron's cottage built beside it. Matron lived upstairs, and downstairs was administration for when the girls went into the cells. These cells were used mainly for third class ladies, because third class were the ones that misbehaved the most. And that and the original 1818 dormitory building, the main building, were pulled down when the asylum took over, and they were replaced by the building that is there now. The clock that was in the original building, when the building was pulled down and the new one built, it was put in, or the workings of that clock were put into the building that is there now, and it had two extra dials added to it, and it's the one in the clock tower. It is dated 1821, and the bell that is above it is the original female factory bell, and it is dated 1820.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta female factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.